Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-T on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-T on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Q-T got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last to my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 53 already. That M period, A period, M period is an acronym abbreviation for Music Activism and News. For those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate you. For those who are on the phone lines of 646-478-0944, we'll get to you shortly. If you're sending in any commercials or any music, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or BBCI Radio. Call and blame Boogie B Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Now, if you're in a situation where you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold, but change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. That means I'm going to talk to you. So anyway, one of those things I need to do, and this business has been going extremely well, and I am glad for that. Best thing is to reach about online and stuff like that. The Looking Good Home Improvement, they are staying very busy, and I'm glad of that. Residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen remodeling, flooring, tile and wood, violation list repairs, 216-205-7247. www.looking.homeimprovement.com. Whew. Now, I am doing much better because I can tell you about Common Sense Radio airing Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM, which is www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram of Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook of Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook of HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com. The Dialogue Center.net. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Chef Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, webpage at BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceitradio.com. Black on Black Crime, Inc. is on Facebook. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or the Twitter page of Grandpa Rapper 1. www.templabor.org. If you're looking for work, that's www.templabor.org. TheLogTV.com, and also We Are Cleveland. This is the YouTube channel. We Are Cleveland Power Groove Records. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Whew. Now, I get a chance to at least tell you all. And I get a chance to at least tell you all right now that when it comes down to it, we have a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. And first of all, some of the honorable mentions that didn't make it in the top 10 happen to be Mr. Solo, the hip-hop aficionado. Also, honorable mention, Black House Sound. Also, honorable mention, the actual Tannis. Also, honorable mention, debuting, Kevin, Tyler, and Friends, December 17th at the Grog Shop. Let's still go with the honorable mentions. Debuting, Facebook, Christmas Gifts from Lolo. So, with that being said, we have a top 10, and the top 10 debuting Facebook Breakout Church December Holiday Production. I believe that's scheduled for this week. So there'll be some events that will go up the standards because some will be phased out as they've already run their course. But this one is a debut. They've gotten a lot of promotion. Number 9 debuting on Facebook, Lady Gilmore's 75th Born Day Celebration, which is this coming week. Number 8 debuting, Facebook, it's the Family Christmas Party. Number 7 debuting, Facebook, Indie Green 2023 Holiday Market. Number 6 debuting, Facebook, Clevelanders for Public Transit Holiday Party, which will be this coming Wednesday. Number 5 debuting, Facebook, WOW Winter Lights Walkthrough. They happened the past week, so I know it won't be back the following week. Number 4, moving up, Facebook, The Cool Room, 12-6-23. Number 3, moving up, Facebook, Up Knox Records release show with Malman Collective, This Moment in Black History, Malik X. That's number 3. I will leave the last two. Then the last two that we have is left. 216-309. We're going to go with you because you and other people on the phone, we can get to our top two in a little while. But 216-309. How are you doing out there?
Hello, hello, everybody. This is Vilangelist Brenda A. Fomar, as everybody call me on Block Talk Radio every Monday night. My colleagues call me Queen B. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land tonight?
We're doing excellent, especially after that performance you had. Ooh-wee, you nailed it the past Friday.
Oh, boy, I'm getting all that. I've been getting a lot of texts and calls and everything. I thank God and I thank everybody for being behind me, not only, but the number one person, Jesus himself. That was really nice. We did the fundraiser for Miss Judy, and we're going to keep her up in prayer, y'all. Just don't stop praying for one another. Let's keep each other in prayer. This is the season of love, peace, and happiness on this earth where Jesus was born on Christmas Day. We all need to come together. I'm getting a little tired looking at this TV too. Every day and every hour is something about that Gaza and that Jew thing going on. You know, it's in the Bible. You know, Revelation, Matthew, Deuteronomy. I read it was. It's in Israel too. One Israel. Yeah, I sure did read it. 7 and 8 today. This morning I read that Bible. And it's definitely in there. We live in the last evil days, y'all. Pay attention to your surroundings. I'm telling you, this ain't no playing time. The playing is out. The game playing is out. It's time to get down to God's business, y'all, as well as you give you the mind, set mind, and the common sense to do it. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't get it done in a hurry, and when he tell you to do it and go with it, he's going to give it to somebody else, and your blessing going to be holed up with somebody else to do. So it's time to get down to God's business and get really, really serious. Because time is winding down and time is winding up. Like I said, we got to come together. We got to come together, y'all. Am I right, bro?
Yes, indeed. Am I right? And I'm listening to you. You're absolutely
because
right on that.
It is getting very out of hand. It already been out of hand.
It
ain't got out of hand yet. Okay? It's time to put a little love in our hearts. Okay? Because, you know, the year, we only got, almost 15, almost 38 more days left in this year, and that's it. Because 2 weeks from today is going to be Christmas Day, y'all. Christmas Eve is going to be 2 weeks from this week, and we're approaching at the end and getting to 2024. Like I said, it's really sad. It's really sad, y'all. We're gonna have to come together, not only as a family, but brothers and sisters as well. Because too many of us is falling by the wayside. I had to take a reality check of myself. I can't speak for nobody else. I'm talking about me now. I had to take a reality check of myself, and I did. So y'all can come on behind me, do the same thing. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nobody saying nobody perfect in this world but Jesus Christ. We're going to fall. We sin every day, each and every one of us. Oh, yes, we do. But we got to learn how to stay out of trouble, because I'm going to tell you something. The trouble is waiting for you out there, because once you're in trouble, it's easy to get in trouble. But baby boy and baby girl, it's hard to get back out.
Truth.
We got to lift each other up and help one another. If you see your brother, sister falling down, lift them up. Please, ma'am, and please, sir. We got to do that. We have to do that. Okay? Okay.
Appreciate you.
I enjoyed myself Friday with all my colleagues and my fam, Cowboy, DJ Rob, Monica Pulsepoint, Squab Gotti, Major Point, Major Powers, Black Sound, House Sound Records. The list goes on and on. Deacon Dante Taylor, Ms. Glass, Delores, and Ronnie B. We thank you, ma'am. We thank you, sir, for supporting us, Art, Ernie, and the gang, the fam. I'll just say the fam. Thank you, ma'am and sir, for listening to Block Talk Radio on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. My name is Valendra Brenda A. Fulmer. As my colleagues call me, Queen B., I'm going to sign off right now. Happy holidays, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And I'm going to sign off. God bless you. I'm out. Peace out.
Peace out. Appreciate you. One thing about Queen B, ooh-wee, from workshops, meetings, other things like that, I can say that I appreciate the fact that before I go to the next phone caller. This gives me a chance to look at what the number one and number two events there were. The number two event in the region, because it came that strong, was the Gold Standard Gospel Pre-Kwanzaa program, which not only did what it was supposed to raise money for Judy Martin, who's a soldier who has definitely fought on the front lines to have a limb amputated, but she's in excellent spirits. We had Sister Laura Cowan, domestic violence survivor, internationally known, who was there, the Rock Church, AME Zion Church. They gave out about 27 gift bags to people. You had Better Off Kingdom, who performed Black House Sounds, which featured none other than Queen LaVita Murray. You just had Queen B. Pastor Jimmy was definitely in the building. You also had Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley, representing Black House Sound, King Team, who was in the building. You also had none other than that, Brother Rob Gotti, representing CUMR. And you had Reverend Pamela Pinckney M. Butts, who was specially introduced by Family to Family's very own, none other than the person, Don Tez Taylor. It was phenomenal. The food was excellent. To have Judy Martin on the phone to chime in. But the number one event that has thousands of people is happened tonight, Monday Night Raw, live. That's all I can say. It's one of the major things with titles and all of that on the line. I'm going to go to 216-548. 216-548. You are on live. How are you doing out there?
Oh, comrade, I adore him. Oh, comrade, I adore him. Oh, comrade, I adore him. Jesus Christ, our Lord, for he alone is able. Oh, he alone is able. Oh, he alone is able. Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I bring you greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel, on this evening. And I want to petition each listener to not only hear what is to be said right now, but to share this message with someone else. It says in the Word, in the Bible, that do honor, double honor is in place for those who do the work, not only of preaching the gospel, but spreading the gospel through life, word, deed, and action. And this evening, I am commissioning you, because luck is not what we do. Betting is not what we do. The Word says, the race is not given to the swift. The battle to the strong, bread to the wise, favor to men of skill, no wisdom to men of understanding. But time and chance happens to them all. So we're not going to do any daring or betting tonight. I call you. I commission you this evening to sow financially into Mr. Alfred Porter Jr. Not because it's a holiday, but it's because it's another day that he has blessed our lives so many years. so many days, so unsacrificially. And you can never say that Mr. Porter, when he comes into a room, that he does not bring joy, hope, peace, and love to the place. He's not only a blessing, but he's a sacrificial giver of his life. The word also says, it would be that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. And he has done that for many, many years. I've seen him get on buses for everyone on this phone line. It doesn't matter where it is, when it is, what time it is, what the weather is like. Mr. Porter has gotten out here day in, day out, sacrificed more than people who have 3 and 4 cars don't do as much as this man has done. He needs money, and I'm calling this out this evening because let's not be tight. Because he has rendered unto you his spiritual things and his physical things. Now let us sow to him our carnal things, our natural things. I'm asking you. I'm calling you to the task to not only give tonight. It could be $200. It could be $2,000. It could be $2 million. It could be whatever is laid on your heart. What he does, you can't pay for. Because he gives his life for all of you. What he has given, you can't pay for. You don't have enough money for it. But I'm here today to let you know that it's not right, it's not reasonable, it's not fair that he gives so much and he doesn't even ask anybody for anything. I've watched him and I've had to say to him, well, how are you going to get from there? How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? And I offer him rides and he won't even take a ride because this is so important to him. This radio show doesn't run off of air. He needs money for this radio show. He has personal and professional needs that are nobody's business but him and Jesus Christ. That's not your business. But whatever he decides to do with it, I ask you, I call upon you, I hearken unto you, I commission to you, because I'm not going to beg you, because he didn't beg you to help you. I call upon you. I commission you. The Holy Ghost commands you to sow into this man's life, not just financially, but find out what his concerns are, what his needs are, he needs a vacation too. And he will do what he's supposed to do. He needs a vehicle to drive, get around, or have somebody else drive it, however he wants to do it. But it's not reasonable that a man of this stature is on buses. It's not reasonable that the man of this stature's needs are not getting met. I guarantee you that Daniel will show you what he needs and how to do it. And do not ever disrespect his wife. Please see to it that their needs are met. This is the word of the Lord to you. Have a blessed night.
And you Mr.
Porter,
yes,
will tell you how to get, I don't know, do you have a Cash App?
Yes, I do.
Make sure people know how they can render financially unto you. See, when they give to you, they're giving as unto the Lord, and it will come back to them 100-fold. Not just financially, but if you have other things that you are seeking, make sure the people know.
Yeah.
You have not because you are seeking. Have a blessing.
You do the same. And, wow, and I want to say this infamous shout out to Mrs. Art McCoy, who called me while I was live on the radio. My thing is $BBCI Cleveland to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. You'll look and you'll see Al Porter, Man in the Streets, like this radio show, because I appreciate her for saying what she said. Again, it is none other than don't disrespect the woman who is my wife and in a wife role. I have been able to do great things with her by my side, and she's been a wonderful helpmate, and I can appreciate that. And so I do a lot of things to help the community, because that's what I'm supposed to do while I'm alive. I've been very blessed to have the community back me up. And I'm thankful for that. I do know that a lot of things caught me off guard. It did. I appreciated the messages that the phone callers sent me. I am going to stop myself and do one little thing and find something to play that makes sense. My thing is just being thankful for everything that happens. Why not? I'll be right back after this. Browns did win. Why not play this song? I'll be right back with a couple of announcements. And, yeah, $BBCI, Cleveland. And you'll have to look it up under Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's how you know you have the right one. Thank you. So let's do this. And I'm humbled and honored and thankful. As a matter of fact, before I even play the song, that who would have thought years ago that I would be in a position of doing a gospel concert now for the third year, and that for the next 12 months we will be spotlighting spiritual and gospel artists who have items for sale, to be able to have them come through. I know that our next one will be, if I'm not mistaken, January the 12th. That's January the 12th. That will be Cowboy, Miss Monica, feature Miss Monica's Night. They do have music to sell, and it'll be also the first time they've had an actual album release. They have a maxi, but people will be able to at least come there and hear from Sheriff Kilroy's album as well. Before I go to the person who's on the phone line, February, it looks like February the 9th will be the night for December Rose, acclaimed actress, playwright, poet. And come March, if I'm not mistaken, Fred, Ballhead Fred, his will be, I believe, March the 8th. He has an excellent song called Young Gods and Goddesses, as well as My Queen, talking about queens. So I'm going to go to this 216-559 number, 216-559. And how are you doing out there this evening?
I'm believing that you're coming to me, Mr. Porter.
I'm definitely talking to you.
I'm Johnny G. I'm with 100 Million and One Rest of Souls, Inc. And I did mention when I talked to you early on today that I got a beef and a gripe. Key Bank. And I shouldn't say Key Bank, but because of one a-hole that thought that they could talk to me any kind of way, and I was supposed to let them off the hook. Now, I was at the VA on Friday. It was Friday or Thursday, and they had the Key Bank Christmas folks that I guess go around and pass out items to the veterans and the hospitals. And I just happened by one of them, and I said to the flock of them, you know, I'd like one of the bags. And I guess the spokesman for the crowd said to me, we don't do handouts. I say, whoa, wait a minute. I said, you calling me a handout? Stepped up again. We don't do handouts. I said, you in the VA hospital passing out gifts, and I'm a Vietnam veteran, and you telling me that I can't get a badge? We don't do handouts, is what that ignorant individual said. So I tell everybody that affiliated with Key Bank, they need to assess this situation and come to find out what clown they had working around veterans and use that kind of verbiage to describe how they want to describe me. Now, I thought that was downright disrespectful to all the veterans, even the veterans that they were going up on the floor to give things to. To say that, you don't do handouts. What makes a Vietnam veteran a handout?
Right. And thank you for your service.
And I appreciate it. But yeah, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was a crew chief on the KC-135 B-52 bombers. I had an airplane that flew 75 consecutive missions to Vietnam to make sure that that clown could do what he was doing on Thursday or Friday. And you disrespect me like that, and you didn't see the emblem on my hat that said Vietnam veteran? I think they need to.
I'm glad that
check.
It wasn't worse, then that's the truth.
But see, the only thing kept me from being Johnny G, because you know there's only two in the world like me, and I'm both of them, and you got to be careful what side you get on. If we had not been in the VA, I would have set that young fella aflame. Mm-hmm. He'd have to call his mom and daddy to get above the verbal. The verbal verbiage that I would have put on him about me being a handout.
I appreciate you. Yes, sir.
The disappointment that Key Bank got folks like that in their organization that don't respect the veterans. They had the nerve to be at one of our sites saying some idiots like that. The only good thing probably come out of this week is the fact that I've got a call from University Hospital, Al.
Oh, okay.
After 90 consecutive days of letting them know that there's a thief in that house, that there's a thief in that house. It took me 90 days to get someone from patient advocacy to give me a call. Now, I haven't been able to return to precipitate that call, but I did call and leave a message. I was hoping that they would get back to me, but I guess still I continue to call them. So I'm going to call them first thing in the morning. That's my first due diligence in the morning to make sure that I call University Hospital Patient Advocacy and hope they ombudsman be on the other end too. And hope human resources will be somewhere nearby too. I'm hoping it's going to be a four-way conversation, you know, with all those that I called out. Patient advocacy, the ombudsman, human resources, and University Hospital itself. For the shame that it took them 90 days to get back to a Vietnam veteran.
Right.
Hell. Disgraceful. Shameful.
Hey, I'm just glad that you showed them what a sustained protest looks like.
Well, you know how I feel about a one-day protest. So, you know, no matter how long it takes me to do what I need to do, I'll be there until the job gets done. And I keep trying to say to all those folks that are doing these one-day protests, it's a waste of time and a disrespect to the people that you're doing the one-day march for. Stop the show and tell. Stop the show and tell and show me how resistant you can be to the situation.
Meaning going out there for 90 days, if need be.
90 days. And would have been out there as long as it took. But
I got
not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere until I get some form of satisfaction.
I appreciate you, Johnny G.
I'm sure there's many projects that we need to work on. The other thing I want to bring up is Channel 5 and Channel 19 haven't gotten to me yet either about their disrespect on that story that we did down on 71st and Kinsman. That was not Pam Brown's story. That was Pam Brown and her son's story.
Gotcha.
They need to get with me and rectify that. They claim that they stay with the story until it's finished. Well, the story is not finished.
We followed through.
It's an unfinished story.
That's what they said. We followed through. So they need to follow through.
Is that what they said? I know you've heard that slogan that they got on air. We follow through until the story is finished. Well, the story is unfinished. So how do you feel about
they
that?
They want to cover it so that we can follow through on the finished story.
Yeah. We want the finished story.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for at least calling in and letting us know the follow-through to what happened with University. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I had to bring you up to date on that. And before I go, I just want to say to the entire audience, I hope they have one of those fantastic finishes. I'm not saying a Merry Christmas because Christmas is something I don't really celebrate in the manner in which some folks celebrate it because I had an ugly incident with Christmas. But I'm going to leave them with this thought before I go. Live each day to the fullest. Get the most out of each and every day. Dare to be different, to follow your own stars. Believe that those you love love you. Then you can look forward with confidence and back without regret. And remember, Al, it ain't what you're doing when you're doing, but it's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. And Teddy said it so beautifully, Al. He said, a true love affair is not 70-30, not 60-40, not 50-50. Al, if your love affair is not 100, you don't have a love affair. For that 30 seconds, you've had the JGE, the Johnny G experience. I had a ball, Al.
Appreciate you. Thanks, brother. And
you're
that
welcome.
Is the legend himself, Johnny G, on-air personality, who's still involved in what's going on right now. What's up with that 216-288 phone number? 216-288. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing good. I'm doing wonderful. I'm out here on the line for our kids, for everybody, right now, right now, right now. I'm telling y'all right now, the next step, we need to be downtown at RTA meeting on Tuesday, November 19th, 2023. We need to be down there at RTA so we can know what's going on in our city and why they're cutting our buses. Why are they messing with our paratransit and everything? Yeah, we need our disabled down there. We need everybody down there. We at RTA for me on Tuesday, November 19th at 9 a.m. But if you can't get down there to the board meeting, they have a phone number of 440-276-4600. Call in and voice, when they say public comment, voice your opinion on what's going on. We need more than 100 people. We need 1,000 people to flood this RTA. And we gotta flood it not just on this day. We gotta flood it all next year and so on, so we can get the proper care that we want for our rights. Because if we wasn't riding RTA, if and we don't write RTA, they wouldn't even have no fair to put in them boxes and everything else. So we got to be as citizens out here for our people right now. So get down there on Tuesday, November 19th, 2023. Get down to RTA and get yourself together. That's what I'm saying. We got to fight, and we got to fight for our people out here, regardless of anything and everything else. And I would like to say, I hope everybody have a blessed day and everything else. Don't forget the 22nd annual Cosmos Festival 2024 anniversary. They're going to be at Hayes Temple, Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 93rd in Kismet on Sunday, June the 24th. 2024. It's June 23rd, 2024. Doors open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30, and we selling dinner to the public. And the program starts at 4 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And tickets go on sale on Sunday, February the 11th, 2024. Yes. And all the way from Cleveland, we have the Brown and Gospel Singers, and we have the Mount Pleasant Male Chorus and many, many more groups. And soloists will be out here, and we will be announcing our out-of-town groups. Our out-of-town groups, we will be announcing in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will be announcing our out-of-town group, because we're going to have a big, this is going to be the biggest concert in the city on that day. So you better mark your calendar for it, because when them tickets come out, we're going to have a great group. We got a great group in mind and everything else, but we're going to announce it pretty soon and everything else. Yes, and we might have Grandpa Rapper there. I don't know, but Grandpa Rapper might be there. We don't know yet. I'm just trying to confirm. I'm just trying to confirm what Grandpa referenced, so I can know if he's going to be there or not. For more information, you can contact Dontez Taylor at 216-288-5841. And if you get my voicemail, press that pound key and leave me a message and everything else. And what else is happening with me is stay tuned. For the takeover of Hardwood Lodge. Yes, we as Site Center clients, we are trying to take over the Site Center camp, because they're trying to close it on us and everything else. And we're trying to work with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, so they can help us raise these big dollars, so we can get this. So when we go through the Q&A and do all the paperwork and everything and everything else, we raise the money. We can get this camp and do what we got to do, because we want to keep it as for our people that are blind and visually impaired and everything else. We want to know that we don't want no, we're going to show them that we don't want no developers coming in here taking over our property and everything else. And then once we get the funds and we get everything together, we're going to put our own board of trustees together and make it better.
Okay.
So if y'all know, and y'all want to be involved in this, because our first thing we're doing, we're going to do a bowling party first, then we're going to do a skating party, then we're going to do a big old outside auction somewhere, so we can have all kinds of auction items and everything else, and food, sell food and everything else. Because we want to raise enough to take this camp back and put it back in our hands. Because they came, the board of trustees at the site center didn't even come to the clients and talk to us about this and everything else. And see what we can do to help them. They didn't come to us. They just closed on their own. So we as people, we going to thank Black on Black in advance that we hope that they can help us so we can obtain what we need. So, and this site center camp was in Chardon, Ohio. Yes, it was in Chardon, Ohio, by the way. And we as people, we want, and when we obtain this camp, we gonna obtain and try to find out how we can have enough money so every time we have camp, we can have our own bus taking us out there and bringing us back.
Because
it ain't easy. It ain't easy to do stuff and everything else. So stay tuned for all that and everything else. And I am right now fed up with the people at the juvenile detention center.
I believe that.
And I want to know, I am on in the spring. We're gonna do some Q&A right now, we're gonna have some Q&A meetings where we can make a strategy. So when the spring comes, we have our strategy together, and we can go down there to the juvenile detention center, and we can find out how we can clear out the juvenile detention center with the correctional officers and get them out of there and get some new ones that gonna care about our kids, that gonna care about the virgin program. So when these kids come out of there, they'll be educated. We need our kids educated and have a high school diploma when they get out of there. But this high school diploma I want them to have to be accredited. Don't come out of there and the high school diploma ain't accredited. That can come out. If they got to be in there to the 18, 19, then let them learn and how to get their high school diploma in there and everything else and all that good stuff so we can make it better. And I want to put a Q&A together for our child and family services too, so we can clean up our child. So when we come out in the spring and it get warmer, we can go to these places and we can shut it down. Because I want to know how to take all the people in child and family services out of there and put new people in there that cares about our kids, that cares about our kids not sleeping on the floor, and stop doing human trafficking with our kids in child and family services. We gotta fight for our kids every day. Not just I'm gonna fight 365 days, but when I get in city council, I'm going in there to make a legislation to put to help put prayer back at the school and help to get the school board back in the hands of the other people. Because I'm tired and I'm sick and tired of these politicians going down there trying to give the Q money and the Browns money, and they already got enough money. And the Browns don't even need a dome, because
If they really wanted a dome, why didn't they put that on there when they came back and they first was building that stadium? You know what I mean? They don't need one.
Yes.
Now they don't need one
because
they should have done it at the beginning. And everything else. We as people, we have to keep our mayor to our council people to everybody in check. Even our county council, we got to put them in check too. Because they misusing our money just as well as city council needs. I'm not naming no names. I'm not saying pointing no elbows. I'm just saying it's collectively. And we as people, we need a mayor in there that's going to do what we need to do for our disabled to everybody and everything else. We need our city council to do what we need them to do. We need our county council to do what we need them to do out here. And I'm sick and tired of these people and everything else. And we're going to do it, and I'm going to say it like this. Us crew that was out there for the land sleepover, we're going to have one.
Right.
And we're going to have it warmer. We're going to have it. I hope we can have it in June or July. June or August. We want it in June or August where it's warm, and we can have more people out there. We can have more tents out there. Like Art McCoy can sleep out there when it's warm. Or Al Porter's people out there when it's warm out there. And we can, and what I want to do is, when we sleep out there, then that next day, we wait and we do what we do. And then at 7 p.m., we go into city council and we walk into city council and we demand that they get these pipes that's up under us and get them out. And get some new pipes in there where we get all the lead. We trying to get the lead out. And we want the lead pipes out. And I'm tired and sick and tired of not listening to us. We need to do something. Yes, right.
Yes, we do.
And one more thing is Harvard County Board of DD. I am fighting for them. It's because the state came in. They got a bus. They got a program where they can give so many dollars. Everybody that's a cow that's in the Cuyahoga County, you know, need anything. They get a card. They got a card where it's a debit card where they put money on there for bus passes, or they can put money on there for Hoover Lift or whatever. But this is not good for our disabled people out here. It's because, for one, they got to go to kiosks and stuff, and like at Windermere or downtown, or wherever, and it's unsafe for them. It's unsafe for them to go out there and with this call and everything else. And we as people, I'm going to go to city council and to county council and find out how we as people can have a meeting with these people, because they didn't come to us and say nothing,
right,
or nothing about this thing, and they didn't even see how it was unsafe for us and everything else and other things too. So I'm about to find out how to have a Q&A with them. Then I'm going down to the state and find out who I can talk to and get this stuff reversed back in the hands of the county, the Cuyahoga County Board of DD. That's what I want to do. The case managers ain't even, they said, they ain't even satisfied because they didn't even come to them and even asked. They just took upon themselves just to take the program and take it and put it in state hands. The state took it and put it in somebody else's hands. I'm sick and tired of these politicians from the state all the way down trying to play us like we I'm suckers and everything else. And I hope that we can get this stuff cleared away by in 2020-24 different things. And I thank you for listening. Amen. And
thank you,
Jesus,
so much
for the life and legacy of Jesus Christ. And we're going to have a great day, a great atmosphere. And call Dante at 296-288-5841. And I'm on the lines for our people. If you give my voicemail, press the pound key. Because I am the activist, and I am the family advocate for Black on Black. And I'm ready to fight for whatever it is to fight for so we can get it cleared away. And amen.
Amen. You know something? With just a couple of minutes left, I thank everybody who tuned in. I do. Let's take ourselves out with this. If there's some minutes left, a few seconds left after this, we'll see.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop? Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D. Took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black flea collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS Live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. 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 Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
That we have left, I thank you all for those who showed up at the Gold Standard of Gospel Concerts, the third one. Look at the fact that we'll be having solo shows coming up throughout the year. We're entering into the 20th year of Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop, and that's in January. We were established in January of 2004. Thank you all. Longevity rules. Peace.